George Hoad, president of the Gardens Club of Australia, spends a lot of time driving around the country. But the other day, he was driving home from Tamworth to the mid-north coast, and he saw a really sad sight. Driving the Thunderbolts Way via Gloucester, he crossed the Manning River at several points, and no river. It had stopped flowing.
Well, I've driven that road many times over the last few years, but, you know, probably half a dozen times this year. And 12 months ago, the river was trickling through there. And, you know, in years previous, of course, it was a river. But, yeah, just coming back end of last week, I was just shocked. I was heading over there and I actually pulled up and took a photo. I couldn't believe it. It just was one long gravelly mud flat with a little pool in the distance. And further downstream, I took another photo and it was just gravel. I didn't see any water and it just brings it home to you how devastating this drought is when the mighty Manning at its headwaters up there has just stopped flowing like so many other of our iconic rivers on the mid-north coast. Well, what I mean is, you know, it's way up. It's as it comes down, you know, there's a few little tributaries. But this was the actual Manning River dry up the top. So although, you know, people probably come across the Martin Bridge in Taree and think, oh, the river's full. But that's the tidal section that, you know, with salt water basically. But as soon as you start heading up into the hills, that's where the Manning is actually has technically stopped flowing. And when you get up further there, you can see there's nothing coming down. So it'll only be a matter of time as that works its way through. But, you know, there really is no water coming down at all.
Wow.
And that's the terrifying. And it's you know, anecdotally, I've heard and read that, you know, Gloucester River's stopped, Hastings, and I think further north, the Clarence has stopped flowing. So, you know, this devastating drought, which is, you know, probably unprecedented, certainly in our lifetimes, but for a century or more, it's just the effect that it's having. But I think it's good when you see visuals like that, and that's why I shared it. And it's just, I suppose you could say it's gone viral to a certain degree because it's had close to 1,000 shares and lots of comments on it. And I think something like that, you know, when you're seeing a dry riverbed like that, it's just amazing. Mm. When 12 months or 2 years ago, it was a flourishing river.
Well, how does it make you feel?
A nature lover and a garden and all those things. I mean, it relates to a lot of parts of my life, but I just think, you know, the ecosystems that are gone when the river, you know, things need fish, etc., they need water. I mean, a few things can burrow under the ground, you know, into the mudflats, but it just is devastating. And all the wildlife that depends on it along the river and the trees. That's the other thing that really struck me this time. A month ago, I was coming back down the New England and through, that's the last time I crossed it there. And the amount of dead trees that you're seeing, not only along the roads and whatever, roadsides, but along the riverbanks, they're actually all starting to die there because there's, you know, they rely on water more than some of the others, of course. That's why they live there. But they're just curling their toes up because there's nothing. And it's those impacts that just really hit home when you actually see it firsthand, which, you know, is a really sad situation.
Sophie's phoned in from Ellenborough River. Tell us what you're seeing.
We've got a farm on the Ellenborough River and our neighbours are in their 80s and they always told us the Ellenborough River has never stopped flowing. Well, it stopped flowing a few months ago. Obviously, we've been watching this drought and, you know, we've had the bushfire sweep through our property and our rainforest is all burnt out. And I've been emailing the mayor of Port Macquarie Hastings Council all year saying, you've got to bring in water restrictions. And now it's like it's too little too late. I mean, I'm really glad that people are beginning to wake up to how serious this is with the bushfires. But it just feels like the city-country divide is just so wide. The people in the cities aren't listening and they're not playing their part. You know, like we should have had water restrictions from the beginning of this year.
They're covered in smoke. They're feeling it too. This has been a big wake-up call to them. You know, I wonder whether after all the smoke, they might be with the regions a bit more.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I mean, the fact that the swampland in Port Macquarie and the rainforest and, you know, up and down the mid-north coast is burning has really awakened a conversation because obviously that swampland is normally full of mosquitoes and water. The fact that we've lost so many of our iconic koalas, I think, you know, the conversation is alive and that's fantastic. And as your previous caller with his considered and beautiful point about the Manning and about the trees. I mean, yeah, the water gums that have their feet in the river are dying. Mm. We have you know, we have no foliage on the trees. I mean, there's nothing for the koalas to eat, even in the area that isn't burnt, because there's no leaves on the trees. The trees are all dead.